Welcome back to The Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. Joined in studio now this morning by the head coach and general manager of the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners, Lori Barron. Good morning, Lori. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
And you brought a couple of players with you this time around. We have the co-captains of the team this year, 20-year-old defenders. We have Kieran Burke and Ben Rood here with us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So you guys are first time into the station?
Yeah, definitely.
Your interview skills are all brushed up. You ready to go?
We'll figure it out, I guess.
We'll figure it out along the way. That's good. Well, I'll start with Lori. It's been a couple of days now since the trade deadline passed for your team, and we've talked about it and how good the team has been performing this year, first place overall in the league. You made one addition before the deadline. That was Nathan Kelly from Fredericton. Talk a bit about him and what he's brought to the team already. He's been producing some points.
Well, obviously, he was the one that we set out and went after. Being able to bring him aboard was key for us. He just ticked off so many boxes. You know, very, very good player, good face-off guy, 200-foot player, and offensively gifted. And we knew we'd fit right into the dressing room. He's a great kid. So, first and foremost, bringing him aboard, I think, made us a better hockey club. And you know, we didn't stop there. We tried to add a couple more pieces. But it's funny, the league this year with so many teams still in the mix, there wasn't a lot of moves made. And if it made sense, we would have done it. But we're very happy with our club going forward.
Yeah, like you were saying, look, five teams in each division really are still in the playoff race. So there's a lot to... a lot of teams trying to get that that extra edge ahead and everything. So now as things sit with all the other teams having their rosters in place too, how do you feel about the rest of the season heading into the playoffs?
Well, obviously feel very good. You know, we've put ourselves in a great position, but I think the old analogy is kind of like golf. Before Christmas you drive for show, and after Christmas you putt for dough. So, we're very confident where we're at, but, lots of work still to be done. And, we kept a card open as well. You never know. Sometimes there's an uncarded player that might come back from university or pro. So we have until February the 10th to sign that, if something happens. But we're more than willing to go forward with the group we have.
And it's been a really good group, and the co-captains are joining us again here in studio. So, Kieran Burke, I'll start with you. I was talking to you before we went on the air. You said your first year was that year that everything got shut down with COVID, and now you're playing in front of basically a full fish tank again. So what's this year been like for you, kind of getting back to the normal way things are around here?
This has been a phenomenal year. We've been through a lot with COVID and throughout the years, and I've seen this building with like zero fans in it, so to see 1,200 fans in the seats is amazing. It just brings a lot of energy to the team and helps us perform better and all that.
And Ben, for you, how has it been for you this year? You're the reigning MHL Defender of the Year. How do you feel your season's going so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's been a great season so far for the team, and I think I've been playing pretty good as well. I think it's easy to play with the back end. We're not always playing with one guy or playing with everyone. I think it's been easy to play with the defenders and the team. So, yeah, it's a good season so far.
You're like the overtime machine this year for the team. Three overtime winners on the road. I want to ask you about that, just how, that came about, with those goals. The one in Summerside we saw was really, really nice, beautiful play. So what is it about overtime that's getting you to score those goals right now?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is. I guess there's just an extra edge or an extra push in overtime to try and get the win for the team. But didn't really try anything different. Just kind of kept it simple and took what was there and ended up working out. So
there you go. And for the two of you, I know your job's not to score goals. Your job is to shut down the other teams. And how do you feel overall that's been going for you guys this year? I mean, you guys are tops in the league, goals for, goals against. It's just been a solid season all around for you.
Yeah, that's what we strive for. We try to have as many or at least amount of goals against as possible. That's one of our goals as a team. So we take pride in that. And we're not trying to win games by 5-6 goals. You want to win like low scoring games, 2-1, 3-1, 3-0.
And you've seen that, like in the playoffs. And Lori, I'll bring you in this too. How important is it to hold those teams to those low scoring games if you're in a battle like that? You'll find that a lot in the playoffs, won't you?
I think it's like muscle memory. You want to bring to the regular season what you're going to have to bring in the playoffs. And our battle cry all year is be very good defensively. The offense is there, but we want to play with some structure in the D zone, you know, without being robots. But we want to have some structure. We want to be good defensively. You know, we want to make sure that our net front is clean and, you know, and we play good in our own end. And I feel like the offense will follow that.
And Laurie, I'll ask you about you know, these guys sitting here to your right. They're your co-captains this year. What have they meant to the team over the years here in Yarmouth?
Well, obviously, it was a pretty easy choice to put the letter on their jerseys. Both been you know, big part of us being successful over the years, and you know, they built themselves right from, you know, good hockey players, but to leaders, and you know, that's a feather in their caps, and you know, seeing them kind of, especially Berkey, going from a young man to now a leader, it's great to see. And you know, it makes my job very easy, because the dressing room, there's always your leadership group in your dressing room is more important than the coaching staff. So they've done a great job, and they're a big part of us going forward.
Yeah, and guys, I know you've had you know, some different teams here over the years as you've been growing. What can you say about the dressing room right now and this particular group? Is this one of the best you've been a part of?
Yeah, I definitely think that the feel in the room is we're like one big family. There's no real conflicts, no groups. We're all kind of just one large group that helps each other out and picks each other up when we're down.
And for you, Ben, is it the same way?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great room for sure. Everyone's pushing each other, and every day everyone wants to get better. So I think that's great going forward, and yeah, our room's pretty good.
And it's your brother on the team as well, Alex, right? So he's been, what a season he's having too. I mean, he's leading the team in goals, I think, with 18. So how have you liked his development over the summer to become a bona fide goal scorer for this club?
Yeah, for sure. He's having a great season. And the summer, I noticed a lot in the summer. Like, I could tell he was coming on. He was looking really good in the summer, and he carried it on into camp and then into the season. So he's having a great year, and I'm proud of him. So hopefully he keeps that going.
It is awesome, and it's like a family. Like you said, you have family in the dressing room, and you have a lot of people from your province, Kieran, in that dressing room. It's kind of like Newfoundland South here in Yarmouth. I think, what, 8 or 9 players from Newfoundland in that dressing room. So is there a bond between you guys as well, being from The Rock and being here in Yarmouth?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of us have known each other from playing on past teams. I think 5 or 6 of us have come from the same major midget team.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely helps, and I think it makes it easier to play with people when you know them better and you're comfortable with them. So that's definitely a huge edge that we have, all being from the same province.
There you go. And it's been a great group. It's all worked together. Riley Main's one of those guys too. The guy said, I think he told me before the season he wants to score every game, and he's pretty close to that, right? He's one of those guys that can put the puck in the net. So for you, Laurie, Riley's also a 20-year-old. How big is he going down the stretch here for you guys?
Oh, obviously, you know, he's a big part of our club. Again, got to see him come in as a first-year player, kind of get his feet in the ground, find out a little bit about the league, learn the game a little bit, and then, you know, take it to the next level the following year. And now, you know, now being one of the leaders and one of the leading goal scorers in the league, it's great to see kids come along. And plus just a great young man off the ice as well. So, you know, bright futures, and all our 20-year-olds, they're going to have a lot of interest from university teams and so on. So it's exciting times.
And that's the goal, really. I mean, like you say, you want to move those 20-year-olds on to the next level of hockey after this is done. So I know it's still early for you guys. Is there any plans for next year that you're thinking of right now, or is it the focus just let's finish out strong here with Yarmouth?
Yeah, I definitely want to bring a championship back to Yarmouth, and then after that we'll figure it out. But for now, we just want to win.
Yeah, definitely. Like Ben said, the near goal, we're not looking too far ahead. But whatever comes, we just want the championship and to do the best that we can.
Absolutely. That's certainly great. And I know it's been more of a normal year, like we said. And normal years here in Yarmouth mean the Icy Knights program. That's been back this year. Laurie, how's that been going so far?
Oh, it's phenomenal. The boys do a great job. And You know, if people get a chance to come out and see us on, it used to always be Wednesday night, now it's Tuesday night, and Port Maitland School, it's awesome to see the guys interacting with, I call them kids, they're not kids anymore, young adults with disabilities. It's phenomenal, and it's something that we do that's, you know, that only the Mariners do, and I think it's pretty cool, and obviously near and dear to me with Natalie, you know, being involved in it for, I guess it's going on 14 years now, so it's been great for our team, it's been great for the young adults with disabilities, and just great for the area.
And I see how much that means to the players, too. What does Icy Nights mean to you guys, Ben and Karen, to take part in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to help, like, give our time and spend some time with them. They love it, and we love it, too, so... It's nice to see we put a smile on their face, and they love coming back every Tuesday, and so do we. So we enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely great to see how excited they all get when we show up and getting to hear about their weeks and seeing what they did over the weekend. They're just great people. They're always happy. There's never problems, so it's awesome. It definitely brightens our day up, too.
And how nice is it to be, you know, back in the community? As we talked about, COVID was tough for a couple of years. Fans couldn't really get, you know, access to you guys, or you couldn't really be out in the community too much. That's really changed this year. So how's that been for you two to interact with the people from here and, you know, get to talk about hockey, get to talk about what it's like to be a Mariner?
Yeah, like you said, we didn't really get a chance to do that over the past couple of years, but getting the chance to do that now, it's nice to give a hand and talk to the people. This, like, people in Yarmouth love hockey, so it's really nice to talk to them, hear what they have to say about us and everything, so it's nice for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun to see the input from the fans, too, because they definitely give a different view on the games and what goes on at the rink than we do, so it's nice to hear the different opinions, and we didn't really get the chance to do that the past couple of years. But
we know the fans always have opinions, don't they, Laura? I know you go up and talk to the usual gang before the game, so and that must be nice for you as well to hear from everybody again.
Yeah, it's great, the interaction, especially when we're winning. makes it real easy to go to Tim Hortons. But no, it's been great. It's back. You forgot kind of what normal was, and to see the crowds back, to see the energy in the building. You know, to see everybody engaged and excited over the team is great. And now we're in the stretch drive. This is, you know, this is the important time of year. And generally in Yarmouth, it's been the crowds get bigger as the year goes on and kind of ramps up to playoffs. So we're excited to see that happen again.
And lots of chances to see the Mariners coming up this month. In fact, tonight we've got the Mariners against Amherst at home, then tomorrow night at South Shore, Sunday game at home as well, and a couple more home games in January. I think 5 home games in February. So, like we said, lots of chances to come out and see the team. So, and we'll have bubble soccer and all that in the intermissions too, so fans can take part in that. It should be a lot of fun. So, Mariner Center box office is where you can pick up your tickets there. Game days are always a lot of fun at the Fish Tank. And, you know, looking ahead for you, Lori, you have quite a good lead on first place in the division right now, but that focus certainly for you guys is locking down that top spot.
Well, everybody's going to be chasing us now. There's not going to be any easy nights. There's a bullseye on us. So obviously we're very proud of being top 15 in the country and leading our division, but it just makes everything harder. You know, everybody was going to be shooting for us, and we'll have to be ready every night. And so it's exciting. A little bit of pressure never hurt anybody. So we're excited to take it into down the stretch drive and into the playoffs.
And for you guys, how good are you feeling about this group heading into to a playoff run? Something that you guys had taken away from you with COVID a couple of times, and then an upset last year in the first round. So how big is this? How are you looking to bounce back this year?
Yeah, coming in this year, we definitely got an extra chip on our shoulder from last year, but going forward this year, I think if we just keep getting better every game and every day, it's going to be a different feeling at the end of the season this year. So.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of guys that were on the team from last year, so they know what that feeling was like losing in the first round. So, and to add the guys who want to win, I think we got a good little group with us, so I'm pretty excited to see what the playoffs are going to bring.
I think everybody here is quite excited for that, but still a lot of regular season hockey left to go. Well, guys, thanks for coming in and talking more about the team. Lori, anything else that you'd like to add or that the fans should know coming down the stretch here?
I just think be part of it. It's an exciting group. It's you know, I think you're definitely getting your money's worth every night that you come to the game. And like I say, it's a great group to be involved with, and we just love we love putting our product out there, and we want to see as many fans as we possibly can fill the tank.
Absolutely. Lori Barron, head coach and GM of the Yarmouth Mariners, and Kieran Burke and Ben Rude, co-captains this season. Thank you all for coming in. And I know we'll be talking again before we get to the playoffs.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
The Weekender returns in a moment on Y95.